We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. If you're going to bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim, along with Andrew P. Shea, Ross Tucker. And for quarter number four, we're going to take a look at a group that often gets forgotten. I'm calling it the redshirt freshman. Right now, we're looking at the freshmen, it seems, every week. They're the shiny new toy. We, of course, have the freshman last year.
Don't forget, James Franklin's best class.
Last year?
2018 class was the best one he's ever had.
So that's the group we're looking at. We're not looking at Pat Freiermuth, Micah Parsons, the guys who came on board and played right away. We're looking instead for those redshirt freshmen. And I think I should remind you, was not KJ Hamler last year a redshirt freshman?
Yes.
Yes.
So these are guys who could come up and play. So what I'm looking for, who are the guys that Penn State's actually going to look to among this group? Who's going to have to step up? Who's going to play among this group? We'll start with you, Ross. Who are you looking at among this group?
Well, I'll just take one. I think there's a couple guys that are obviously going to play. The one that we pretty much know for sure is going to play and hopefully start every game is Rashid Walker at left tackle. He's up to 324. I don't know that I'm in love with him being that heavy this early. You know, I guess when he got there, he was like 304. Then he went to 314. Now he's 324. I just hope, and I've seen the quotes from the guys, that he can still move, and I hope that's the case. I would always err with any player at any level. I would always err on being lighter rather than heavier. So if you think you want to be 324, try 320 and see how that is rather than being get up to 330.
I stood next to Rashid and last week. And that's when I was like, he doesn't look 325. You look to the middle, you know, like as he got too much carried. And it was very, I was like, he doesn't look three. Now he's a large human being. Don't get me wrong. But I was like, he doesn't look 324 to me. That was my initial impression. Was
good.
You know, like, okay.
Well, I like to hear that. How long have we been doing Keystone Sports Network? 5 years?
About that, yeah.
Six? I mean, since McSorley was in high school, really.
So that's five.
I remember talking about him
as a high school. His high school video.
Yeah. This will be our fifth season.
I loved
him
and nobody else did. You guys always bring up the Saquon thing. I loved Trace McSorley. I get full credit for that, and Etor Gross-Matos. So, but I would say, out of all those years, Rashid Walker's the best offensive line prospect I think Penn State's gotten, certainly in terms of NFL.
Let me ask you a question. This was actually a question from one of our listeners that I didn't get to in the Ask Ross segment, but condense it to this. As a freshman or a redshirt freshman starting at the important tackle position, will Penn State look to do anything to help him out because of the inexperience? A tight end on that side, running back, chipping somebody?
Well, that is one of the beauties of offensive line play, is you can help a guy if he needs it. And probably just as he's getting his feet wet and, you know, getting used to things, they can help him. They can have a running back chip through the outside armpit of the defensive end on the way out. They can put the tight end over there. Same thing, runs through the DN on the way out. Or they can slide the line that direction, which means the center, the guard, Gonzalez, and Walker have a 3-for-2 over there. Because most teams rush four. So one side's going to have a couple of one-on-ones. And the other side, a lot of times, you'll see the center slide that way. Now, sometimes that center stays more in the middle. But that's kind of the thought process. So I would say, specifically as it relates to Walker, yes, the answer is they can help him early in the season. But then Will Fries is one-on-one, and Will Fries didn't develop last year as much as I was hoping.
The one thing I would say about Rashid is he's got eight quarters. So you got eight quarters to know whether or not you're going to need to help him very much.
Right.
And
meaning Idaho
and Buffalo.
Yeah.
He's got eight quarters, and he more than, you know, you talk about the quarterbacks and all the other skill. The first eight quarters might be more important to Rashid Walker than anybody. Can he handle it? Can he do it? Are we going to need to help him? The adjust fire for what's going on is going to, up front, is going to, they're going to have those eight quarters to know what they're going to have to do going forward, because he has to play, right? They're so thin. And speaking of the redshirt group, yeah, obviously Rashid Walker is one of them. I'm putting the whole, it's a large offensive line redshirt freshman group. There's not much what I would say is overt depth on the offensive line. Am I correct in saying, using that term? Like, it, you don't think of Penn State and say, man, they're deep at offensive line this year. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I think it's fair.
They're a little thin, so I think an injury or two.
Especially a tackle.
Right, especially a tackle. But an injury or two could put them in a little bit of a tight pickle. I think guys like Bryce Effner. I think guys like Will Knutson. I think, you know, Juice Scruggs, who knows what his health is, but he had made progress. I think any of this group is something that we need to be paying attention to, because they don't have a lot of overt depth on the offensive line. It comes from this class and how this class develops. You'd rather it be later than sooner, and injuries might make it sooner than later, but that is an important group with Rashid Walker out front.
All right. I'm going to go with a couple wide receivers. There's Justin Shorter, which is a name we've all heard, had nagging injuries as a true freshman, or he would have been off this list perhaps if he were healthy last year.
That is false, Jim.
See, the tough
Penn State coaches hate him and didn't play him. That's why Fleming is going to Ohio State.
Oh, thank you,
I'm
Julia.
I'm surprised you didn't realize that it wasn't the injury, Jim, and that it was just Penn State coaches are biased against true freshman receivers.
So what is it about sitting in that chair being the host that makes the tough call? That's a tough call, Jim. Justin Shorter, that's a toughie.
Obviously, my bad on that one. But there's Justin Shorter and Daniel George. Daniel George is bigger than I thought. He's 220.
Yeah.
He's listed at. And I do think that they need that larger receiver, someone to step forward. And I think those are two candidates, and specifically Justin Shorter, if he can live up to his reputation coming out of high school. Is he healthy?
When I look at Penn State as a four receiver, you know, who are their top four receivers? I include both of them as what I would see as potentially.
No, Hamler, Dotson, and those two.
Yeah, Hamler, Dotson, and those two.
So three guys. I mean, really, two guys with 4 years of eligibility and two other guys with three more years of eligibility. So
they have a chance.
They really have a chance for Clifford and this receiving core, including Ricky Slade and Pat Freiermuth, to really grow together. You didn't even get to say one yet, Andy. Go ahead.
No, you know who I'm looking at? I go back to the defensive line. Remember we heard a lot about Judge Culpepper? I'd like to hear more about Judge Culpepper.
Well, both him and Aeneas Hawkins and Nick Tarburton, you didn't hear any like buzz about them coming out of spring ball, and that doesn't mean that
they're not doing good work.
But you just don't. There's a lot of buzz about Jason Alway, you know?
Yes.
And we could all talk about him, and that was going to be my next guy. But, you know, out of Tarburton, Aeneas Hawkins, and you know, Judge Culpepper, they really need some of those guys to step up and help the defensive line depth.
That's exactly where I was going. I think the defensive tackle position, the trenches for this class might be the sort of hidden key to Penn State in 2019 and 2020, how they develop. This redshirt freshman group across the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball, is very important.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. During these summer months, especially if you bleed blue and white, you got to drink blue and light. All right, I want to throw another name out, and the reason why, and it's Charlie Ketcher. The reason why I am, Dwight Gault was interviewed last week, and he was just effusive in his praise for this guy. He gave some of his numbers, what he came in at, where his weight is, what his speed is, how much it has improved. Will he get a chance to see the field much at linebacker?
No.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Jim, you were wrong again.
No, I mean, there's just too many guys. I think he's going to have to make his mark this year on special teams.
And I think he will.
I think he's got to make his mark this year on special teams. He was very good in high school on special teams. Very good. And then he'll have 3 more years of eligibility after this year when Cam Brown's gone, Jan Johnson's gone. Is there anybody else that could be gone?
Well, only one more year for Micah because he's going to be a 3-year guy. But yeah, Cam Brown and Jan Johnson are – Ellis Brooks, no, he'll be back.
No, he'd be back.
Yeah.
Lucado will be back. But so yeah. – I'd be surprised if he plays at linebacker. I think he's got a good chance to play on special teams. And then I think, you know, the year after that, he'll be competing, you know, for playing time.
I think in 2 years, he's up on the depth chart at the linebacker position. He's not quite as deep as he is right now, which is an opportunity. But I think he's going to be, from what I know of him in high school and what I saw of him and what he's done to his frame and his football acumen, I think he's going to be a special team stud for them.
And let me just say this too. You know, you really shouldn't start as a redshirt freshman unless you're really, really good. Because if you were that good, you would have played as a true freshman, you wouldn't have redshirted.
Right.
And then if they were recruiting well over the years, they should have upperclassmen, senior, junior, sophomores that played the year before that should be ahead of you.
Do you think that's changed at all now that you could get freshmen in for 4 games without using up that year of eligibility?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit it has. Like, I'd like to see what Zach Kuntz can do too.
That's another good name.
I'm not sure if Penn State has other options if Rashid Walker is a must play. But right now he's a must play.
Well, and let's take it a step further. If Ryan Bates didn't leave school early, Rashid Walker, maybe he's competing with Will Fries?
Maybe.
For that spot? Or maybe he's just not playing at all? Because he's the only lock starter, right?
Yeah. Before we go on, just speaking of someone leaving, Will Levis all of a sudden gets thrown into a position where he's one twisted ankle away from leading this team.
Will Levis is one play away from being Penn State starting quarterback for the entire season. And Sean Clifford does have an injury history. I mean, I don't know what that means. I just know that's a little bit, that's something to think about.
And it means he needs to be ready to play at a moment's notice because it can happen. All right. That is it for our show. That segment went fast. Remember to download the Keystone Sports app from your app store to get all of our content. And don't forget to check us out on Spotify. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks, Ross. We'll see you next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.